USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. He faces four counts, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. The first hearing in the case is scheduled for August 28th. Trump was released under the condition that he does not speak with any witnesses in the case unless it's through or with lawyers present. The Department of Justice claims the January 6th Capitol riot was fueled by what it calls Trump's lies about the election, but he is not being charged for the violence. Trump attorney Alina Habba speaking outside the courthouse following the arraignment.
President Trump is under siege in a way that we have never seen before.
She called it election interference against a presidential candidate. Two U.S. Navy sailors are accused of spying for China. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada says Petty Officer Wenheng Zhao allegedly received $15,000 for sending information to Chinese intelligence officers.
Petty Officer Zhao agreed to transmit and did in fact send sensitive U.S. military information to the intelligence officer working for the People's Republic of China.
Another sailor, Jin Zhao Wei, was also arrested for sending weapons plans from the ships he was serving on. Millions of Americans are dealing with the heat alerts all across the South. At the same time, forecasters are sticking to their predictions of an above-average Atlantic hurricane season this year.
The latest update from Colorado State University predicts 18 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major storms. Extremely warm water in the tropical and subtropical Atlantic is expected to counteract some of the typical El Nino-driven increase in wind shear that would affect hurricanes. I'm Rick Hochul.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Georgia police say they'll release a mugshot of former President Trump if he gets charged there for election crimes. This week, Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt promised reporters he'll provide them with a mugshot.
It doesn't matter your status. We have mugshots ready for you.
Florida governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he will do the things Trump did not complete while in office if he's elected. DeSantis blasts Trump for not draining the swamp like he promised. DeSantis promises to hold the agencies accountable.
I will end the weaponization of government. IRS, DOJ, FBI.
The National Insurance Crime Bureau is out with the latest list of the most stolen vehicles in the U.S. According to federal crime data, the top two most stolen vehicles in 2022 were the full-size Chevrolet Silverado and Ford F-150 pickup trucks. The Honda Civic and Accord are the numbers 3 and 4 most stolen, followed by the Hyundai Sonata and Elantra. Rounding out the top 10 are the Kia Optima, Toyota Camry, GMC pickup, and Honda CR-V. More than 700,000 vehicles are stolen in the U.S. each year. Greta Gerwig's Barbie is expected to be available for streaming on Max this fall. Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav said the hit film will go to streaming sometime in the fall months, but only after the theatrical window fully plays out. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The Chase eBusiness Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member of FDIC.